Hi, my name's Andrew Thorpe. I'm a professional speaker based in Manchester in the UK and the founder of a concept called Speakeasy Groups. Speakeasy Groups is really a mechanism and a philosophy for helping people to craft and deliver a great story. The story about themselves, the story about what they have to offer. And of course, this idea of having a story to tell is critical because we're all doing it. We're all trying to influence the way people think. We're all delivering our message, our proposition, whether we're as parents or as business owners, salespeople, line managers, job seekers. We're all kind of in the same business. But I think one of the difficulties that people have is they don't actually know what it is that they offer. And one of the reasons for that is because they're so close to it. And I think sometimes the opportunity to stop and reflect on who you are and what you do is really important. It's hugely advantageous. And you have to do that, of course, in order to tell that story. So once people have tapped into the true value of what they're offering, they then need to put that into a proposition, into a message, and tell that story. And it's not just a case of delivering the content and the words. It's very much about getting it across in a way that people find compelling. So you've got to be passionate. There's got to be some belief behind what you're saying. You've got to come across as being authentic and committed, almost like you're on a mission. You know, you've set out to right a wrong, or what, you know, you've got a really strong cause that gets you out of bed in the morning. So once you've got your message, once you've got your ability to convey what it is, that's when you're in a position to build a network around it. So in other words, it's different to the conventional concept of marketing, which is what I would describe as push marketing. You know, it's firing 300 CVs off in the hope that somebody will take an interest. It's, you know, cold calling and doing leaflet drops and, you know, e-shots and so forth. Those are all interruptions. Those are people who haven't really given you permission to speak to them yet. And you've got no reason really to be of any interest to them because you haven't tailored what you've got to meet their needs. But in fact, also their needs don't match what you're offering. And in many respects, the opposite of push marketing is, of course, pull marketing. And pull marketing, rather like being the hub of a wheel, involves you going back to the core. It's about you thinking about, well, what is it that I've got that's really worth people paying attention to? What am I doing that's going to get people talking about me? What problems do I solve? What problems can I solve? That's a very different question to be asking yourself. If, for example, you were looking for a job, rather than thinking, well, why doesn't anybody give me a job? Think in terms of what problems can I solve? So once you start thinking this way, once you're armed with this story and the ability to get it across, and you come across as being all, you know, driven and on a mission and have a great cause, something very interesting happens. You'll put off a lot of people, but you'll also attract a lot of people. You'll attract the right people, the people for whom that message resonates, the people for whom you know, that message touches something inside of them. It's a bit like Marmite in a way. You want to be more Marmite than vanilla. you don't want to be beige. You want to be distinctive. You want to turn people off as much as you attract them, because that means that you're going to have a footprint or a signature that people can identify with, but only the right people. And the stronger that signature, the stronger that story, the stronger you and more skillfully you put it across, the more pull you have, the more you attract people to you. They've heard about you, they're talking about you, they know what you stand for. This is the essence of pull marketing, and to my mind, it's really the only way forward, because I think push is a broken system. There's so much noise out there now that people just ignore stuff.